The Bible said the same Philistines that gave him land got envious over how God blessed him. Because you have to understand that Isaac sowed a seed and received a hundredfold. Any farmer will tell you that every seed you plant doesn't normally grow. But God gave him, if he sowed 100 seeds, he got 100-fold harvest. Ain't no way in the world. Jesus will let her tell us that some yield 30, some yield 60, and others yield 100-fold. What I'm trying to tell you is that God is going to give you an unprecedented harvest on the highest level. It won't be 30, it won't be 60, but somebody that's listening at me, God is up to something. You're about to step into a 100-fold blessing, and that's why you got to give him a 100-fold praise. Everything you plant, everything you touch, everywhere your feet trod, everything you go after, God said, I'm gonna give you a 100-fold return. Somebody shout if it's you. Shout if it's you. If it ain't you, sit on down with your cute dress on. But if you believe it's you, open your mouth and holler at your boy. Gerald, the Bible says that the Philistines envied him, the same people who gave him the land to prosper him, envied him because he prospered. The thing is, it doesn't tell you. Envy never announces itself. I'm trying to tell you, people can start out glad for you. They don't hear me, Dr. Anita. And end up envious of you and never announce when the change came. The Bible says about Judas. Judas was a disciple handpicked by God, but Satan entered into Judas. It doesn't say when. He didn't announce it. He didn't say, excuse me, Jesus, Satan has entered into me. So stop expecting your friends to announce that they have become your haters. You got to keep your eyes open because God's getting ready to give you 100-fold. And everybody who started out with you ain't gonna be able to go with you. So keep your eyes open, because they're gonna switch. They're gonna switch without announcement. They're gonna switch and still be grinning at you. They're gonna switch and still come to your birthday party. They're gonna switch and still bake you a cake. And they put him out of Gerar. And he went out of Gerar and he started digging out his father's wells. This is a moment for you to get your shovel out, because you're gonna have to dig, for the kind of blessing you got has got to have water, and you're gonna have to dig for it. And he dug out, I don't think undug is a word, he dug out his father's wells. Now, when you dig where somebody has dug before, you still got to dig, but it ain't as hard. Because the soil is loose. It's not going to be as hard as it was for your father, but you still got some digging to do. Nudge your neighbor and say, I got some digging to do. So don't be calling me all the time, because I got some digging to do. And don't be bothering me with petty stuff, because I got some digging to do. And no, nobody bring me no bad news, because I got some digging to do. And I ain't got time for he say, she say, I heard, I thought, because I got some digging to do. Is there anybody in here old enough now that you don't have time for the foolishness you had 10 years ago? Because you got some digging to do. Nudge your other neighbor, say, I got some digging to do. If you ain't going to help me dig, get out of my way. If you ain't got no shovel, move on away from here, because I'm at the digging stage in my life. If I don't dig it now, I'll never get it done. If I don't dig it now, I'm gonna miss my time. If I don't dig it now, it'll never happen for me. And he dug it out. You gotta dig it out. I know you dreamed about it, but you got to dig it out. I know God promised it to you, but you got to dig it out. I know you got faith for it, but you got to dig it out. Because faith without is dead being alone. Look at your neighbor and say, get your shovel. This week, get your shovel. Get your shovel and dig it out. The dirt is soil. The ground is tender. But dig it out. You're too close to your blessing not to dig it the rest of the way out. Donna, dig it out. Dig it out. Pastor Simon, dig it out. Just faith, dig it out. Dig it out. Put your shovel on it. You're too close to the breakthrough. Dig it on out. You're too close to what God promised you. Dig it on out. Dig it out. Quick ending. Two times he dug it out and they took it back. And he let them have it. He let them have it. His temperament was of such that he let them have it and named the place Strife. Because he was moving away from strife. I have moved away from drama. I don't have time for drama. When he got to the third well, young man, he got to the third well. When he dug it out, he dug it all the way out. He hit water. He called it Rehoboth because God had brought him into a large place. And whoever I'm preaching to, God told me to tell you, don't be hurt over who changed, who switched, who got jealous, who got envious, who changed their mind. Keep on digging. If you don't get it in the first well, dig the second one. If you don't get it in the second one, dig out the third one. The third well, the waters broke loose and the pain stopped and the door opened and God had put him in a place of increase and God had opened up Rehoboth. Whatever this is about, whoever this is for, it is so big. It is Rehoboth. Who's after something big? Wave at me. What you after is so big that your old friends can't handle it. You trying to find fellowship with people who used to be with you, but now they're envious of you. And I tell you something else, they put you out of the circle. Because you already blessed. You already got sheep. You already got cattle. You already got a blessing. And they're tired of you coming in talking about, look what the Lord has done. Now they act funny when you come around. Now they don't invite you to stuff they used to invite you to, because success creates loneliness. Who am I talking to? The place. The place is Rehoboth. You got a hundredfold return. You're going to be put in a large place to accommodate what God has done. You're going to need a lot of water, and you don't have time for the strife. You don't have time for the strife. Lift up both hands. Prepare your spirit. Prepare your spirit. Get rid of your guilt. Isaac lied, and he still got there. It was wrong. I'm not minimizing it. It was wrong. It was evil. It was selfish. It was narcissistic. But it was also over. Pronounce benediction on your inconsistencies. You're going to need your focus. You don't have time to be fighting with yourself. God is bringing you to a place of increase. God is up to something. Everything that didn't work was too small. Open your mouth wide. Everything that didn't work was too small. Everything that didn't work was too small. Everything that didn't work was too small. Everything that didn't open was too small. When you get to the large place, it's going to open wide open. And God just told me to tell you, I'm up to something. I'm up to something. Don't be distracted by the Philistines. Don't be distracted by Abimelech. Don't be distracted by your haters. God told me to tell you I'm up to something. I got a plan for your life. I set the end from the beginning. I've already set it into motion. I've already set it into motion. You're right on course for your blessing. Continue right down the path. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. God is getting ready to blow your mind.